In local news, it's Matariki this weekend, and Whangaroa has more than one event being held over the next 3 days, and in fact there are so many they're going into next weekend as well. The first event is tonight with the Environment Centre holding soup and seeds in the Town Hall entryway with free soup, seeds and a planting guide, while Prince Harry, permaculturist and DJ, will be on the decks. The Old School is opening the Matariki exhibition with Dallas Mihinui and Jason Messant on Friday, and on Saturday it's hosting the Matariki Painter Bowl Workshop. Also on Saturday, Whangaroa Youth Workers Collective is holding the Lights at Papahua event with free barbecue and soup, skating and music at a lit-up Papahua. Various venues and restaurants around town are hosting Matariki-themed events as well this weekend. And then next weekend, Ngā Rongoa or Matariki, the Medicine of Matariki event, will be held in the town hall. And Soil to Supper will be teaching participants about prepping for kumara and potatoes as well. And Extreme Zero Waste says while their site will be closed on Friday for the Matariki public holiday, the curbside crew will still be on the job, collecting from the Corfire Zone on the east side of Raglan. And elsewhere, Waikato Regional Council is pushing for a biodiversity accord for the region, and we'll be getting government agencies and iwi together to try to get them to commit to a regional biodiversity strategy in a bid to halt biodiversity loss. The Regional Council has recently released its report on the environment in the region, and while there's been some positive progress in some areas, it was noted that indicator species were declining in the 2001 to 2018 period within the region's estuaries, and that over 50% of streams outside of native bush scored in the worst band for the macro invertebrate community. That community forms a crucial part of waterway ecosystems. And in a press release brimming with bureaucratic language, we've been told the accord is intended to be a high-level agreement between the council, territorial authorities, Department of Conservation, Ministry for Primary Industries, QE2 National Trust and iwi, and that it will be a living document that will be regularly reviewed. And that is the Raglan News for Thursday, the 13th of July, 2023.